And, you know, we like to think of ourselves a little bit as your local pub where everybody knows your name, right? Or perhaps maybe we're your local pharmacist. You come in, you got problems, we'll solve them for you because we do play doctors on the radio.
We don't have a liquor license, or I don't believe we are licensed pharmacists.
Or physicians. But that won't stop us from dispensing advice. And this one seems very important.
No permit required for that.
That's right. If you have trouble sleeping at night, supposedly this is an answer. No, not warm milk. No, not staring at your phone right before you go to bed. But you should try brushing your teeth earlier. Because apparently any activity right before bed can wake you up and tell your body it's not time to sleep yet.
That's stupid.
I know, that seems weird. I mean, because does your body think like, oh, it's morning time now? Because you brush in the morning too? I don't think that'd be the
I just think that's dumb. One thing it might make you do, though, is if you tend to snack at night, you might think, I'm not going to snack now because I already brushed my teeth.
Yeah, I've tried that. Where I go, you know what? I brush them. They're all pristine. Because I'll be down in the kitchen cleaning up stuff.
After you brush your teeth?
Well, because maybe sometimes the kids, like it helps encourage them brush if we all brush together.
Oh, that's...
And then I'll go downstairs and then be cleaning up stuff and I'll be like, oh.
God, your kids are going to turn out perfect. I mean, you're doing... You're setting such a great example. I just think like my parents would have never brushed their teeth with us to set an example.
Oh.
They would just be like, brush your damn teeth.
Right.
Or I'll brush you.
Or is it making them soft? Because then when they're older, they won't be able to brush their teeth unless we're FaceTiming
and
doing
it.
Right, exactly. So double-edged sword, I'm not sure.
Good luck with all of it.